Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amar Aleph at the bottom, two lines from the bottom. When we Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, so the Gemara just said that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, which means that any day that's listed in Maseches Tainis, Megillas Tainis, is a day that you cannot fast. That means that you cannot only not fast that day, but you also cannot fast the day before. There's also Isser Tainis the day before. So asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Did he really paskin like Rabbi Yossi that the day before is also Aser B'Tainis? Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that we always paskin like a stam mishnah? What's a stam mishnah? It's a mishnah that states a halacha without any particular opinion. There's no name of a person, and it's just a stam, regular, plain mishnah. It just says a halacha. So says Rabbi Yochanan, we always paskin like a stam mishnah. And here's an example of a stam mishnah, utnan. Right, the mishnah says, afal pi she'amru makdimin v'lo me'achrin. Even though when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, okay, this is just a little teaser from Maseches Megillah. Even though when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, Makdimin V'lo Me'achrin, there are situations where you can have people who can lane the Megillah early, but you can't lane it late. Okay, so we know the whole first part of Megillah deals with different scenarios where people, where, you know, villagers and things like that can read the Megillah early. There are certain leniencies to allow them to read early. We know generally that we read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, and walled cities from the times of Yehoshua read the Megillah on Tes Vav, right, on the 15th of Adar. But there are situations where you can lay the Megillah on either the 13th, 12th, or 11th of Adar also, depending on how Purim falls out. There are certain leniencies for people in small towns so that they could come to the big cities and hear the Megillah laying. Okay? So even though that's true, that we are makdimin, we can bump the Megillah reading earlier, v'lo ma'achrin, but we can't make it any later, turning the page to Amud Beis, mutarin behesped v'tainis. But on those days, when we read the Megillah early, so on let's say, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, Adar, on those days, even though we're laning the Megillah, it's still usr behesped, it's mutar behesped v'tainis. Right? You're allowed to fast, and you're allowed to give hesped in those days, even though you're reading the Megillah. Because it's not really Purim, okay? So the Gemara now tries to figure out what we're talking about here. Says the Gemara, Emas, what are we talking about? What situation are we talking about? Ilema b'nei chamesar, v'ka karulei be'arbesar. If we're talking about people who would normally lay in Megillah on the 15th. So those are people in walled cities, okay? And now, chamesar is the 15th. V'ka karulei be'arbesar, and they're laying it on the 14th, okay? So let's say, for example, you have a situation, and they're laning on the 14th. Rashi explains that let's say a person who lives in a walled city travels to a regular city, and he's on the four, and now it's on the 14th, and they're laning Megillah, so he's laning Megillah with them, right? So he's supposed to lane on the 14th, on the 15th, but he's now hearing Megillah on the 14th. Okay, so maybe we're talking about that type of scenario. So there we would say that he's allowed to fast. Or he's allowed to give hespedim. Mara says you can't say that. Why can you not say that? Umishari, is that permissible? Is it allowed? Are you allowed to fast or to give hespedim on Yud Dalet, even though really for you Purim is really Tes Vav? V'haksiv b'Megillas Tainis, doesn't it say explicitly in Megillas Tainis, Yom Arba Sarbo v'Yom Chamisha Sarbo, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, Yomei Puraya Inun, are days of Purim. They're both considered to be days of Purim, and therefore the lo lemisbeid b'hon, and therefore you're not allowed to give hespedim. You're not allowed to fast, obviously, and you're not allowed to give hespedim on those days. So it's clear that both the 14th and the 15th are objectively called Purim, no matter where you live, whether you live in a walled city or not. They're objectively called Purim, and therefore there's a general iser hespeid in all of these days. So if the person was supposed to lay in on the 15th, and he just happens to find himself in a regular city that's laying on the 14th, and he hears Megillah on the 14th, he's still Aser Behesped V'Tainis. So that cannot be what the Mishnah is referring to in terms of Makdimin, that now you're Mutter in Hesped V'Tainis. That can't be what the Mishnah is referring to. So what is the Mishnah referring to? I'm sorry, before we get there. V'Amar Rav, and Rava says, why does Megillah's Tainis say the 14th and the 15th are both Purim, and therefore there's an Aser Hesped V'Tainis? Lo Nitzricha Ella, we need it only to teach us Lesor es shelze baze ve es shelze baze, to teach us that even though it's Purim for me on the 14th, I'm still not allowed to fast or to eulogize on the 15th. And even though for you it's Purim on the 15th, you're still not allowed to fast or to eulogize on the 14th. Each one is usher for the other. They're both objectively Purim. Okay? Fine. So now we're stuck. So we don't know what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah can't be talking about that type of a case. So what case is the Mishnah talking about? Ve'ela says the Gemara, B'nei arbeisar v'kokoru le'betleisar. Let's say we're talking about people who live in a regular city. Okay? So they're supposed to lay it on the 14th. Now they're laying on the 13th. What would be a case where they're laying on the 13th? So let's say, for example, let's say that Purim falls out. Rashi explains, let's say Purim falls out, Yudalit falls out on a Tuesday. Okay? So we allow people from the small towns to lay in on Monday. Why? Because when did they come to the big cities? Monday and Thursday. Why do they come to the big cities on Monday and Thursday? That's market day. Right? Those were always the days that were market days. So they used to travel anyways to the big city. We're assuming that in the small towns you're not going to have anybody who can lay in Megillah. But if they have someone, then they should lay in at the right time. But if they don't have someone, then we're lenient that if they're already coming into the big city on Monday for market day, and it's the 13th of Adar, we allow them to lay in Megillah on the 13th, and that counts. But they're yotzei the mitzvah derabbanan on the 13th. So let's say we're talking about that type of situation. They should be laying on the 14th, but now, because Purim is Tuesday, they're coming in on Monday for market day, we allow them to lay on the 13th, okay? And maybe we're saying that on the 13th, even if they're laying Megillah, now they're mutter, behesped v'tainus, right? Says the Gemara, you can't say that. Why? Because the 13th is Yom Nikanor Hu. The 13th was an independent minor holiday called Yom Nikanor. We'll see who Nicanor was later in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. Okay? But just take it for granted right now that it was a minor holiday, and therefore already there was an Isser Hesped Vitinus on the 13th. Okay? So the Mishnah can't be talking about that case either. Because the 13th is an Isser Hesped Vitinus because of Yom Nicanor. Says the Gemara, tries the Gemara, attempt number 3. Ve'ela b'nei arbeisar v'kakaru le'betreisar. Let's say Purim falls out. Let's say Yodalit falls out on Wednesday. Okay? So I'm supposed to lay on Yudalit. I'm a person, I'm a B'nai Arbeisa. I'm supposed to lay on Yudalit. And now, the Chazal are lenient that I can lay on Monday. Okay, so if Yudalit is Wednesday, what's Monday? Yud Beis, right? Tresar is Yud Beis. Okay, so now I'm laying Megillah on Yud Beis. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Right, and maybe then, on that day, even though you're laying Megillah, it's still Mutter Behesped V'tainus. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Why? Yom Turainusu. Because Yud Beis is also a minor holiday. What's Yud Beis? Yom Turainus. We'll see who Turainus was in a minute. Okay? So Yud Gimel is a holiday, Yud Beis is a holiday, and therefore, both of them are anyways, independently, also behesped v'tainus. That can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. Attempt number 4. Elalav, dekakorule bechadesar. You must be talking about that you're laying the Megillah on the 11th of Adar. Right? Yud Aleph Adar. That must be what we're talking about. Okay? So what's the case? So the case is, why would you lay it on the 11th? So let's say... hold on, why would you lean on the 11th? Oh, right. So let's say, Rashi says, let's say that Purim, Yudalid, is Chal on Sunday. Okay, if Yudalid is Chal on Sunday, and now the Kfarim, the people in the small villages, they are going to lean on when?
Thursday.
So if Yudalid is Sunday, what's Thursday? Yud Aleph. So that's the case where they lean on Yud Aleph. Okay? I'm sorry?
Maybe.
And now, if that's the case in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah would be saying that they're allowed to do Hesped v'Tainus on that day. Okay? So what do you see? So you see something very interesting. Right? What do you see? You see that on Yud Aleph, which is the day before Yud Beis. And what's Yud Beis, guys? Yom? No, well, Yud Beis is not Purim. Yud Beis is Yom Turainus. Yom Turainus is Yud Beis. And you see that on Yud Aleph, what's the Mishnah saying? You're allowed the Hesped V'tainus. It's Mutter Hesped V'tainus. So you see, not like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi said that the day before a minor holiday, you cannot do a Hesped V'tainus. But you see clearly in this Mishnah that we're saying that the day before Yud Beis, you are allowed to do Hesped V'tainus. And that's a Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we always paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So how can Rabbi Yochanan, on the one hand, paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and yet paskin like this Stam Mishnah, which is clear that you are allowed to do Hesped V'tainus on a day before a holiday. Okay? So the Gemara says, you're right. That can't be the case either. So we were stuck. So the Gemara says, lo. B'nei arba'asar v'kakarulei betresar. No, really, it must be, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where you're supposed to land on the 14th, and instead you're landing on the 12th. Why? Because Purim, Yudalit, is Chal on Wednesday, so you're landing on Monday, which is the 12th. Okay? Now, Udika Amrit, what was our objection to that earlier? Udika Amrit Yom Turainasu. So our objection was that it was Yom Turainus. How can you tell me that it's Mutar and Hesped Vitainus? Yom Turainus is a holiday, and it's Asr and Hesped Vitainus. So says the Gemara, that which we objected, that it's Yom Turainus, says the Gemara, Yom Turainus Gufei Bitule Batluhu. Yom Turainus, they actually nullified. It used to be a holiday, and they nullified that holiday. Why did they nullify the holiday? Hoil v'neher gubo Shemaya v'achya achiv. Since Shemaya and his brother Achya were killed on that day, so it was a very sad. It was a very sad tragedy. So therefore, they were mevatel the holiday of Yom Turainus, which was Yud Beis Adar. Okay. Now it's very interesting. Rashi says here that we have no idea who these people are. And Rashi says they must have been Chasidim. Chasidim hayu, but we have no idea who they were. We have no idea what happened. But apparently, the Gemara references that these people, these were righteous people that were killed on Yud Beis Adar, and therefore that was a strong enough reason to nullify this holiday of Yom Turainus, which was on Yud Beis Adar. Okay, says the Gemara, and the Gemara brings a similar story. Ki hadar Rav Nachman gazar ta'anesa betresar. So like the following story of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman established a fast day on the 12th of Adar. Amru le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said to him, Yom Turainus. They said, how can you make a fast day? It's Yom Turainus, it's a holiday. Amar lehu, so he said to them, what are you talking about? Yom Turainus Gufei, or some, take out the Gufei here, Bitule Batluhu. He said, no, they nullified Yom Turainus. Why? Holu v'ner gubo shemaya v'achya achiv. Because these people were killed on Yom Turainus, so therefore they nullified that day. Okay? So therefore, on Yud Beis, therefore the case in the Mishnah is that it was a person who normally lands on the 14th, he now lands on the 12th, because the Purim was Chal on Wednesday, so he's landing on Monday, which is the 12th. The 12th is no longer Yom Turainus, and therefore, it's Mutter Behesped Vitainus. Asks the Gemara, 1 second, but the 12th is the day before what? It's the day before the 13th. What was the 13th? 13th, because it was Yom Nicanor. Right, asks the Gemara, 1 second, with Hepuklei, right, learn out the Havala Yom Shalifnei Nicanor. But what about the fact that the 12th is the day before Yom Nicanor? Right, and therefore, there should be an Isser Hesped and a Titus, according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's the day before a holiday. It's the day before Yom Nicanor. Samar Ravashi, Ravashi answers, no. Hashta Ihu Gufei Bat Luhu, he says, once they nullified the holiday itself of Yom Turainus, and they said that there's no more Isser Hesped V'tainus because of the killing of Shemaya and Achia, right? So once they nullified that day, Mishum Yom Nikan or Nekum V'Nigzor? Question mark. Right? If they nullified the Isser Tainus on that day itself, so they're certainly not going to allow you to have an Isser Tainus from another day. Right? That day itself, the Isser Tainus was done away with. So they're not going to allow you to have an Isser Tainus based on some, it's just the fact that it's the day before Yom Nikanor. So even though in general, Rabbi Yossi holds the day before a Tainus is Usser, but this day would not be Usser because they made it a sad day, and a sad day is certainly appropriate to fast and to do Espeda. Okay. Now the Gemara goes into these days of Nicanor and Turainus. So says the Gemara, my Nicanor or my Turainus. So who were these people, Nicanor and Turainus? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Nicanor echad me afarche yivonim hayu. Nicanor was one of the Greek generals. He was one of the Greek rulers. Uvuchoyom v'yom hayameinif yado al Yehuda of Yerushalayim. And every day he would stand overlooking Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and he would wave his hand. Ve'omer, and he would say, Amos I tipol b'yadi ve'ermesena. When are these, right, Yehuda and Yerushalayim, when are these going to fall into my hands and I'll trample them? Ukishegavra malchus beis chashmonai v'nitzchum. So when the Chashmonaim won, right, when the Chashmonaim won, and they defeated the Greeks, they captured this guy, Nicanor, what did they do to him? Katsetsu bahonos yadav ragvav. They chopped off his thumbs and his big toes. Okay, of this Rasha Nicanor. V'tolum b'shari Yerushalayim, and they hung them up on the gates of Yerushalayim. The Amru, and they said, Pesha hoya medaber begaiva. Right, the mouth that spoke with such arrogance, right, saying, when am I going to trample and destroy Yerushalayim and Yehuda? V'yadayim shayu manifos al Yerushalayim. And the hands that used to wave, everybody used to see him every day, he would wave his hands, you know, when am I going to conquer and trample these lands? Tas teyase bohem nekama. This is their revenge. And this is the revenge for that arrogant mouth and the hands. So that was Nicanor. Okay? So that was a very happy day. That was a very happy day when they finally defeated the Greeks and Nicanor, and they did this to him. That was a yontif, and therefore they made him what? And therefore they made it that was the 13th of Adar. Continues the Braisa, my Turinus. So what about Turinus? Turinus was the 12th of Adar, right? What was that? My Turinus. Omru kishabikesh Turinus laharoges lulinus upapos achiv belutkia. So Turinus wanted to kill these two people, Hulinus and Papos. Rashi says they were tzaddikim gemurim. These were big tzaddikim. And he wanted to kill them in Lutkia. Rashi says Lutkia was Lud. It was the same place as Lud. And he says other Gemara's reference Haruge Lud, those who were murdered in Lud. So that's a reference to these people. It says very, very, you know, holy things about them. Nobody could stand, you know, they were holier than everybody else. Rashi says that why were they killed? So Rashi says some say they were killed because the daughter of the king was found murdered, and of course they blame the Jews, right? Of course they blame the Jews, that the Jews must have killed her, and they made a decree against the Jews, and they said unless you turn in the murderers, we're gonna make an evil decree against all of the Jews. So these two people, Lulinus and Papus, they were not guilty of murder, but they stepped forward and they admitted falsely to murdering the king's daughter, and therefore they wanted to take the blame for the people, and therefore they would save Klal Yisrael. They would die and they would save Klal Yisrael. So they were tzaddikim. These were big tzaddikim, and they were killed in Lud. Okay? So he took them out. Turinus takes them out. Lulinus and Papos takes them out to kill them in Lud. Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Im me'amo shel Hananya Mishael v'Azariah atem. If you guys are from the same nation as Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, right, who were three Nevi'im, who were miraculously saved by Hashem, Yovo Elokeichem v'yatzil eschem v'yodi. Let God come and save you from my hands. I'm going to kill you. But if you're just like them, let God come and save you from my hands. Kiderek shehitzil es Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Just like he came and saved Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Miyad, I'm sorry, Miyad Nebuchadnezzar, just like he came and saved Hanani Mishael Vazariah from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the one who was trying to kill him. Amru lo, so they were, so Lulinus and Papus responded to this rush of Turinus, and they said to him, Hanani Mishael Vazariah, tzadikim gimurin hayu. Hanani Mishael Vazariah were completely righteous people. Uru'uyin hayu le'asos lohen neis. And they were fitting for such a neis to occur to them, to be miraculously saved from the fire. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Hagun Haya. Nebuchadnezzar was at least a regular king, right? He was a proper ruler. He may have been a Russia, but he was a proper ruler. Ve'ro'i le'osos neis al yado, and therefore it was fitting that the neis should happen on his watch, under his rule. However, we're not. However, ve'oso Russia, ahed yotu. But they said you, right? You Russia, you're a fool. You're not really a legitimate ruler. Right, you're not really a legitimate king, and therefore ve'ein roi le'asos neis al yado. Right, and therefore there's no reason why there should be a neis on your watch, under your rule. Ve'anu, and we, what about for us? It must be the nischayavnu kalaya lamakom. We must have done some sin that's causing us to be killed, right? That's causing God to kill us, and therefore He's not going to do a neis for us. I'm sorry. Correct. No, but they were saying that there must have been some decree that forced us to be caught. You know, they were claiming that they were the murderers. V'im ein atem horagnu, he says, and if you don't kill us, they say to him, if you don't kill us, harbe horgim yesh lelamakum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many other murderers who can kill us. V'harbe dubin v'arayos yesh lelamakum. And there are many other bears and lions who can come and kill us. Meaning God has other ways of killing us. Right, so we're not going to be saved. We obviously don't deserve to be saved. And you're an illegitimate ruler. You're a buffoon. So you certainly don't deserve any nays to happen on your watch. Right? So therefore, nothing's going to happen here. I'm sorry, I stopped in the middle of the sentence. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God has many lions and bears in His world that can attack us and kill us. Ella, rather, Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God only gave us into your hands. Because one day He's going to take revenge and He's going to redeem our blood from your hands. So what happened? So obviously He didn't take kindly to that response. So He obviously killed them nevertheless. Miyad Amru. So right away people said, what was the story? Lo zazu misham ad shebau diyufle miromi upatsu es mocho begizri. They said right then and there, right after he executed them, right away, diyufle are like executioners. Rashi says it was two officers, and they came from Rome. And they said that we've been commanded to execute you. And they took clubs and they beat him over the head and they killed him right there on the spot. This guy Turinus, right after he killed Lulinus and Pappos, right away he literally turned around and these two guys arrived from Rome and said, "We just got the message that we're supposed to kill you." And they took clubs out and they beat him over the head and they killed him.
And he saved the guy, what's it called, Pappos and.
Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to die, I guess. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter, and with this we're finishing the parak here. Ein goes from Tanis Alatziba Betchila B'Chamishi. If you remember, the Mishnah said that we don't begin any series of fasts on, or at least the first series of fasts, we don't begin on Thursday. Ein goes from Tanis B'Rosh Chodesh, and we also don't decree fast on Rosh Chodesh. But the Mishnah did say that if you begin the series, right? If you begin the series, and now all of a sudden it bumps, one of the days falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so you can fast on Rosh Chodesh. You just can't start on Rosh Chodesh. But once you began the series already, so then you can continue on Rosh Chodesh. Asks the Gemara, "V'kama havya haschala? What's considered a haschala? What's considered a valid beginning to this? Excuse me, to the series?" And now we said you can fast on Rosh Chodesh if the next fast day falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Acha Amar Shalosh. Rav Acha says there have to be three fast days before it falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So if you have three fast days and the fourth one falls out on Rosh Chodesh, that's called that the series has begun and you can fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Asi Omar Achas. Rabbi Asi says even just one. Even if you just have one fast day before Rosh Chodesh, that's enough. That's considered to be that the series has begun. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir Sha'amar Mishum Rabban Gamliel. So he says this was the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, but the Chachamim say Misana Umashlin. The Chachamim say no. You actually confess on Rosh Chodesh. You fast the whole day on Rosh Chodesh, right? Rabbi Meir had said that you can fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you can't fast the whole day. You can fast part of the day, and then you have to break your fast towards the end of the day. He says, but the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say you could fast the entire day of Rosh Chodesh. Dorash Mar Zutra Mishmei de Rav Huna Halacha Misana Umashlin. Mar Sutra said in the name of Rav Huna that the halacha is we paskin that you can fast if on Rosh Chodesh, if it's part of the series of fasts, you can fast on Rosh Chodesh and you can complete the fast, you can fast till the end of the day. Hadron Halach Seder Ta'anios Ketzar. Mazel Tov, boys.